What's up, folks? So let's talk social media with The Word Is Mark, what I am on, what I'll be doing next, that kind of thing, because I feel like it's time that I kind of cleared some of that up, because in the past episodes, before a lot of the NBA talk, I was talking about things that I was going to come up and do, and things like that, and also I've moved away from a certain social media, so let's jump into all that. Okay, so first things first, I probably won't be using the Blue Yeti or Snowball for Anchor FM broadcasts if I'm going to keep doing them by mobile. So if I'm going to keep recording just like this generally via the mobile, then I probably won't use them because I've just moved to a Samsung from a Sony. So with the Sony, I was able to hook it up with the Samsung. I don't know if I really need to. Let me know if it's clear on your end. It seems to be quite clear when I listen back. If it's something that you would prefer for me to do, or something that I feel like I need to do at some point, then I might move into that. But at the moment, Anchor FM, I'm going to stay steady with the Samsung and record this way. I might end up doing some PC wise, recording on PC and throwing up that way, but it's 50-50. While I'm on that subject, I may as well talk about the kind of episodes that I'm going to do here. So obviously I've spoke with Converse Recorder before, shout out to him, about doing NBA, gaming, music, that kind of thing here on Anchor FM. That's a definite. That sort of thing is going to go down. That's what I'm going to do here. But the way that I'm going to do the episodes is going to be slightly different. So now and then I might do a 2, 3, 4, 5 minute video by itself, a segment by itself, where I'm just talking about something that sparked me at the moment or something like that that I kind of want to record about. And then there's going to be more episodes, so serious episodes that are a bit more like the NBA talk ones, which can go for like 40 odd minutes or so. I understand that some people prefer shorter episodes and some prefer longer ones. If you're someone that prefers the shorter segments, I would still listen to the longer episodes that I do, just break it down. So listen to a certain segment at one time. I mean, you can always pause it, you can always jump segment to segment, and listen to them when is possible. I think that's a great thing about Anchor FM, is you can chop it up into segments. So if you look at something like that 40 minute episode, you're basically looking at, I don't know, 5 minute different segments, and they kind of talk about different aspects of the subject. So definitely be looking out for those. There'll be the longer episodes and like the bottle episodes, I suppose, like the 4 or 5 minute ones. But yeah, gaming, NBA, music, that's predominantly Anchor FM stuff. I will probably keep it separate. So NBA talk will be NBA talk. Music will probably be a certain album look or single or something like that that's caught me, or that you've recommended. And gaming wise, they're definitely going to be singular as well, where I can kind of review or talk about a trailer or whatever it is. If there's a subject that you would like me to talk on or talk to you about, if you would like to call in at some point or me to call you into The Word Is Mark on Anchor FM, be sure to shout that out and I will hit you up and we can do a collab or something like that. But Anchor FM is kind of a solid, that's something that I'm going to keep rolling with, just because it's ease of access, it's easy to use, it's easy to just drop thoughts on here and get it running. So Anchor FM is a solid, and yeah. Keep your eyes on the Word Is Mark podcast and ears open for what comes next. Second thing to launch on is, of course, the dreaded YouTube. So the reason why I say I dreaded YouTube is because I've kind of moved from time to time. So I've kind of moved from the idea of one thing into something else. If you look into some early Anchor episodes, you will see that I've kind of talked about doing something and either I haven't yet come back with another update or it hasn't transitioned to go into action. So what happened was basically I had a Lost Kings YouTube for the group and I had a singular one for the Word is Mark, which at one point went to Saint Mark because I wanted to change the alias that I rolled by, kind of because of something I was going to do with a certain series. But then I decided, no, I'll go back to the solid, which is the Word is Mark, and that is what I'm going to just continue running with. But this is the download on that. So YouTube-wise, the Word is Mark is back up. At the moment, I've got an intro Lost Kings, old school Lost Kings intro up that I did for a certain comeback that I was going to do, that was going to feature that. But then what I wanted to do after writing it out, it didn't quite fit to that, so I just uploaded that intro as kind of a nod to the history of the Lost Kings in a way. I also offered it to Converse with Cutty to use in his video, so if he ever wants to use that, it's sent to his email and all that good stuff, which you can find him on YouTube, Cutty Christmas. Be sure to sub there, and the Word is Mark, which I will start dropping links on through Instagram. I'll come to that in a later segment. YouTube. So, with that, Lost Kings webisodes first and foremost. So that is going to be Grand Theft Auto based. Lost Kings webisodes, kind of a roleplay look at the group of the Lost Kings. So it's a roleplay story of the characters of the Lost Kings. So Marcus Johnson Rose, which is the character that I use, which is he's kind of an ex-leader of the Lost Kings, because that's kind of what has kind of happened in the real, where I kind of took the step back a bit for Converse with Cutty to take the torch from that. Also Cutty Christmas, he's just Cutty Christmas in that, he kind of just runs with the same thing, Frizzy and whatnot, and you'll learn more about the character side of the story of the webisodes, and you can check out the webisodes that Cutty Christmas has done at Cutty Christmas on YouTube to kind of get a glimpse of the kind of thing that we go with. I'm looking at about 5 to 7 minutes on the first episode so far that I've kind of put together. I've just got the end to really put together, and that'll be sweet. But then I've got like 8 episodes to do, and the original idea was to launch like the middle of May, but then I was kind of thinking maybe put it to August, so I've got that extra time to work on that, and then while that is being released week by week, I can work on the next thing to come out of that, which will kind of be a historic look of that group and the story itself. The second thing that will be big on that channel is NBA 2K. So that is where I'm going to look at my career, in a sense. Just different aspects of my career, my player, the team, which is the Sixers, and the story of where my character will go. And the other thing that I'm also thinking of is doing a kind of a Legends League of the youngest version of each legend that is on NBA 2K, re-including the Supersonics and maybe a couple of other teams via the expansion in my league, and kind of just running through probably a 14 to average about 30 odd game season, which is the shorter ones that you can do, just so that I can get to the playoffs and kind of run through the playoffs and give a good view of them. The teams will be stacked, but you'll probably see someone like a young Scottie Pippen as like the second worst on the team, because when you do that and you pick the youngest one of each great star, those teams get real loaded, and those old school legends, like, they kind of take some of the top spots, so be sure to look out for that. Anything else that could come to YouTube? So, possibly going to reap some of the ideas that I take from Anchor FM and throw it over there. Some of the episodes maybe throw onto there just to kind of, you know, put it across. Like little podcast video things and stuff like that. But yeah, YouTube will be coming back. Rolling back to a different type of social media, that Typey Woes social media, that Facebook and that Twitter. I'm not looking at moving to Facebook anytime soon, and I've actually moved away from Twitter altogether and put that account to sleep. Whether that will be temporarily or whether that will be full time, still not sure yet, because I used to advertise a lot of the Anchor FM stuff through Twitter, so I'll kind of see how that goes. But I wasn't really making much of an impact on that anyway, and I feel like even if I was putting YouTube and stuff and pushing it funny through Twitter, I would still be in the same position, so it is what it is. I didn't really use Twitter for anything more than just looking out for NBA stuff, stuff that Cutty was putting on, May, who also left at one point, don't know if she went back, and yeah, it was pretty much just there, so I've kind of moved from that for now, and sticking with Anchor FM, YouTube, and Instagram. So yeah, Instagram is the one that I decided to stay with, pretty much because it is not really something where you just throw up a comment, or you're out there really following, you know, terms of, I don't know, just the vibe of it is different, and I kind of feel I can do more for that creatively, so I can put together concepts, images that I can kind of put across, kind of give a glimpse of the YouTube stuff that I'm doing, give a visual presentation to the Anchor FM stuff I'm doing, and have that there to advertise the package. So that is what I'm sticking with at the minute, is Instagram. So the word is Mark is always the alias. So that kind of sums up social media. So what is next for The Word Is Mark? I can't really give you a solid idea, but if I was to say the next full episode for Anchor FM, I would say Friday. But don't discount little episodes possibly popping up over the next couple of days. As for YouTube, I would also say probably wait out till Friday, because I'm looking for something to launch there. And the last couple of weeks I've been looking at what it is that I want to release there, and I want to use 2K because the webisodes are not ready yet, and they're looking for an August type release, kind of because I wanted to bank a lot of the footage, and then when I was releasing that week by week, work on something underneath that, so that once that series is squashed, I can then look at releasing another before or possibly alongside the beginning of Red Dead, because we don't know what kind of recording value we will get out of Red Dead yet. As for everything else, so Instagram, I suppose, that's one just to keep an eye on, because that is where I will look to upload an image or something to give an idea of what I'm doing next. There is something else that I want to kind of put up there though. Kind of concept art. Be sure to check that out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.